I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Just like to announce a new segment that we'll be launching tonight at 5:30. You will remember about a year or so ago, we went through with a heap of former NRL stars and current NRL stars and got them to name their best 13 of all time, which was fantastic content. People thoroughly enjoyed it. And look, I've taken it a step further. Something that's launching tonight is My Dream Team, where current and former NRL players come on the podcast, share their 1 to 13, and I question them about those players, why they selected them, why they didn't go for certain other guys. It is fantastic rugby league content that I cannot wait to bring you. This is something that I enjoy thoroughly myself. Obviously, a lot of modern day guys, a lot of guys from the past as well, and different perspectives from different players who played in different eras, played in different positions. It really is some of my best content I've ever produced, in my opinion. We'll be bringing one out each and every week. We've already recorded 4 or 5 over the last few days that we're going to bring you over the next few weeks. So strap yourself in. It's going to be sensational. Our first one drops tonight at 5:30 with Isaac John Ice from YKTR. A really knowledgeable footy brain, in my opinion. I think he's got a really great insight into the game, understands the history of the game as well. Just a smart fella in general. A good mate of the podcast as well. We love Ice and the work that they do at YKTR. So a fantastic way to kick off this podcast. And his one, it is an unreal team. It's very similar to the one I would have picked myself, to be honest with you. Ice and myself, we sort of think a little bit similarly when it comes to rugby league. So cannot wait to bring that one to you this afternoon. I even sort of forced Ice into it, but thinking about making some changes to his team. And they center around one guy as well, Brad Fittler, which we talk about a lot. This team features guys like Joey, Lockie, Freddie, Ali Lauatiti, Sonny Bill Williams. It is a star-studded side. Myself and Ice also talk about the current state of rugby league, how we see this season playing out, and how we see the old sort of becoming the new in rugby league. It's a fantastic podcast. It'll go for an hour or so. I guarantee you it'll be your favourite content of the week, dropping 5:30 tonight on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Can't wait to see you there, legends. Just to clip on the end of this podcast, guys, I thought I'd give you a little preview of what's to come this afternoon at 5:30. Here's a little 5 or 10 minute clip coming from this podcast at 5:30 where myself and Isaac John jump into his dream team, his best 13 of all time. Enjoy, guys. See you tonight.
Honestly, man, you always look for a couple players. Like, when you just like, it's like you're a kid, bro, and you see the big Islander kid and you know he's going to run over the top of you. When you play those guys, you just look for him, and those types of guys have the X factor or whatever it is. You kind of half beat yourself. You half psych yourself out. And he's one of the guys that had that type of appeal.
Tell you what, you just entered my head for the first 15 years of my life. I don't think I met a Polynesian fella that didn't run over the top of me. Mate, Israel Folau, for me, the moment that I'll never remember, and I can't remember exactly the year, but it's a try that he scored in Origin where he leaped above Anthony Quinn. I'm not sure if he's come down yet. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. So that athletic ability, like if House of Highlights and stuff was around, like, or Instagram was a lot bigger, man, that would have gone global.
Mate, let's dive into the centres and two of my favourite players of all time. I think that if I had to pick my centres, I think it would be these two. Let's start with Jamie Lyon first, mate. Killer. A guy, an unbelievable career, obviously kicked off at the Parramatta Eels, and I think people forget. I mean, he was the best centre in the game. He was the Kangaroo centre and decided, rugby league's not for me. I might take off now. Just, like, unbelievable to think that He then went over to England. He was the man of steel there. He came back to Manly and he became arguably one of Manly's best ever players, one of their best ever captains as well. An incredible career.
Yeah, loved everything. I always loved Jamie Lyon from a very young age. I just always paid attention to him. And when I was putting this team together, I said it to Jackson. He goes, why would you pick Jamie Lyon? I go, bro, he was fucking turning down Origin teams because he just didn't want to play.
Fuck, 10 so, years, like, man. We begged him every fucking year. Wouldn't help us out. It's unbelievable.
Someone fucking stop GI, please. Nah, but when a lot of the greats like Joey and all put sort of Jamie Lyon in that position as well. And he just never fucked up 2-on-2s or 3-on-2s. He could always put that player away. His winger was always close to top try scorer every single year. He was just a great player to watch and just an out and out pure center. Had a dog's body as well. Used to love it. I don't know. And I obviously got the chance in his last year at Manly. I was there. I was a professional trainer. I was injured the whole time. But just great to be around. Fun guy. Like, he'd never fucking train. And then he'd just come on and we'd do edge on edge, bro. And just like, fuck. It was just wasn't fair. Like, you used to look at him and you're like, fuck, you're a mess. Your body sucks. And he just had it, bro. He just had it. Like the rest of the guys in the team, some dudes just have it and he was it, bro. He just didn't look like he had it, but he had it.
Well, I think for me, mate, when I think back to Jamie Lyon, probably the thing that I remember the most is how many times you'd see Manly land on like 60 or 70% and instead of coming back to hit their halves. I mean, Jamie Lyon was a genuine option on every single last tackle, and the amount of times they would go to him and he would kick it back infield and Snake would just appear there, or he'd force a repeat set, or as you said, he'd just pull something out of his ass to put his winger over. It was like having a 5'8 playing at centre. He had that sort of skill set.
Yeah, and that was a great sort of, we done that at a training one time, so I was playing 5'8 with these boys, and Killer just goes like, oi, just give it here. And like you said, so I was first receiver, zinged it all the way out to him, and what that does, the winger's obviously got to come up, and then the fullback sort of cover like that, and then boom, little banana, and the Snake's just cruising through, just going, fuck. It was impressive to watch, man, and obviously when you play the football together for that long, you build up a bit of a chemistry, and they didn't have to say too much, they just knew what they were doing, you just had to do what they wanted, so it was good. Easy.
Mate, your other centre that you've picked, GI, of course, played a lot of his career at fullback, also won Clive Churchill at 5'8". He was the best 5'8 in the game at one point. He was the best fullback in the game at one point. Centre, though, especially in the Origin Arena, he just dominated. I feel sorry for the poor list of bastards that had to play right centre for New South Wales.
Yeah, and like obviously very similar to Latrell and Tommy at the moment, where like they're playing fullback, but they're at centre. You don't have to run. They get all the energy. And once you get that clean ball, and I think football's gone back to the early 2000s where it's a lot quicker and sometimes the best plays are not big shapes, but just get the ball to your center. And, man, he was just special. I think we could sit here and talk about him all day. But like I said, like same thing I've said about these other guys. When you walk on the field, like you're like, oh, fuck, GI, GI. Like we used to do video when we were playing the Rabbitohs and like half of it was on GI. Like, this is how he gets the ball. This is how he carries the ball. You need to be up in his face. And all you're worried about is fucking getting palmed in the face. Or if you go low, he's going to offload anyway. So I think a couple of times I played him, he was just, you know, he could pick and choose his games.
Yep.
He was in more cruise mode. So grateful for that.
Thank God you weren't playing Origin, because I'll tell you what, from a New South Wales point of view, he picked his fucking moments there.
And like, remember Tommy, like we're talking about Tommy as like one of the game's greats at the moment. When Tommy was carrying the ball, but GI was just pumping him. Yeah. I know Tommy's a little bit younger, but still, fuck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.